And the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, be with you and those you love, now and forever. Amen.
They bless fishing fleets and have prayers for a bountiful harvest. So why not have a special ceremony just for truffle dogs? After all, without the dogs and their super sensitive noses, there won't be any truffles.
Truffle in many ways symbolises the point I'm trying to make. The truffle is not easy to find. You need to carefully survey the ground, you need to look for the right signs, and you need to take the advice of unlikely guides.
Hello, I'm Peter Doherty. I'm standing in a chilly truffle orchard at Tarago in the southern highlands of New South Wales. I'm listening as retired Defence Force Bishop and now local grazier Tom Frame conducts a service for a pretty motley-looking bunch of truffle-hunting pooches.
And once found, the truffle has nothing in its appearance to alert you to its delight. But if you persist, if you find the truffle, know how to handle the truffle, you are richly rewarded with a taste that defies words.
Look, I think people have blessed fleets, they've blessed herds, and blessing truffle dogs, I suppose, is something that is fairly recent, and it's somewhat idiosyncratic here in Tarago. Denzel Sturgis, who owns the property, said, look, can we bless the dogs? Because without the dogs, we can't do our truffle farming. And I think he thought it was a way of reminding people that it's a joint activity with animals, and they love it as well.
And how did the dogs take the blessing?
Oh, look, I think they're somewhat bemused about it themselves. They work out that they are the centre of attention, that people are looking at them. There's all these people standing around being quiet, and yet I think they're talking to themselves, almost saying, who are these odd people who have gathered here today with us? Look, they enjoy it. They like interacting with each other. They're all on lead, so we don't get an all-in brawl. But I think we begin to see that dogs have personalities, and that when they interact with each other, we see a side of them that often we don't see when they're just on their own.
Denzel, what would you like us now to do?
So where do all these dogs come from? Are they specially bred to sniff out truffles? Denzel Sturgis has organised today's event. There were a lot of dogs here today, maybe at least 15. Are they all truffle hunters, or have people just brought along their pet for the blessing and to be part of the fun?
As far as I'm aware, they were all shapes and sizes and bits and pieces, and they're all either being trained to be truffle dogs or fully fledged truffle dogs. And there was several dogs there I know have come out of the pound, and that's where the better dogs are coming from, because we have a contact in a pound, and when dogs come in, instead of being put down, if they're a good active dog that wants to be friendly, we try them for truffle dogs.
And how do you test them to see if they've got an aptitude for truffles?
Well, if you go into the pound where all the dogs are there, if you've got a reward or something in your pocket, if there's the dog comes up and wants to be friends and looking in your pocket, well, you know he's got something. And this Dusty is going to be a real champion, very inquisitive, helps Matt, and just a fantastic dog.
So there you have it. The pound's the place to find a good truffle dog. I go in search of Denzel's son Matt and his faithful sidekick Dusty, the young red Kelpie cross with a great truffle nose.
Can I find a truffle? Come on, Dusty. Come on, find a truffle. Find a truffle. Where's the truffle? Gotta get a truffle.
Oh, yeah, good girl.
Yep. Yep, we've got a truffle. Yep. Let me have a smell. Let me have a smell. Ah, beautiful. Good girl. Lovely. Reward time. Fantastic. Ooh, yum, yum. Love that.
What was involved in training her to look for truffles?
Well, when we first got her, we had a couple of pre-trained dogs, which made it a lot easier. She could just go along with them, and when they got rewards, she picked it up quick as anything. She's straight in there. Where's my reward? And I have to do this to get a reward. So yeah, she's onto it. But I think she's just more enthusiastic about pleasing me. She's switched on enough now. She can do it all by herself. Dusty, here you go.
Can you describe what you're doing now?
She just marked the ground next to a ilex oak. It's just a little hole. Tracing along, yeah. I'm trying to fight for the hole now for the duck, for the dog. Beautiful. I can trace where it is in the ground just with my nose. Directional, it's like there it is there.
Can I have a smell?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and a kiss from Dusty.
Dusty. Come here, girl. Come here. Good girl. See you. Yeah, got a truffle. Good girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Good girl. It's a good one.
It smells really good.
It's a great one. Bit of rocky ground. Good drainage is very important. That should nearly wriggle out of there now. Get underneath it.
So it's quite labour-intensive walking around with the dog and then digging it out.
Up and down every tree, especially if your dog wants to be smart about it. Find a truffle there and get down and dig that truffle out. Stand up. Come on, girl, find another truffle. Goes 2 foot away, finds another truffle. Down on your hands and knees again. I wear knee pads and, gloves just to make it easier digging in the rocks and that. But, she's a lot of K's walking, a lot of sniffing and controlling the dog. And it's a very interesting job, very interesting.
Oh, yeah, good girl. Yep, we've got a truffle. Yep, let me have a smell.